Welcome to the PMPA Speaking of Precision podcast, featuring your hosts, Carly Kistler-Miller and Miles Free.
Hello, I'm Miles Free, and welcome to PMPA Speaking of Precision, Monday with Miles podcast. Carly Kistler-Miller has joined me today, and we are going to discuss the hierarchy of PMPA benefits.
Oh, okay. I remember we created this. I love that we're discussing it. And oh, look, here it is in front of me. So where do you want to start?
Well, I thought before we went into that, we'd ask our listeners a couple of questions to see if they agree with the fundamentals about actually having a positive hierarchy and personal growth.
Okay, a couple of questions.
Okay. Are you more concerned about the here and now or the past?
Something to think about.
The here and now or the past? Are you convinced that personal responsibility is actually a thing?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. Taking personal responsibility.
Okay.
Do you agree that every person is inherently worthy, that they have worth?
Okay. All right. All these are good for thinking here.
And the final question, final question is, do you believe that the ultimate goal of living is to attain personal growth and understanding? In other words, to progress, to grow.
To advance.
You know my term. It'll leak out at one point, right?
Yes, it will.
Okay, so if those things, that's this positive attitude, this positive approach to life, this is called humanistic psychology. And the greatest proponent of that was Abraham Maslow.
Ah, okay, bringing it around to Maslow.
And so now you understand why this hierarchy exists, because it's baked in that we're trying to get better, that every person has a worth, but those values start at the very bottom with, you know, physiology. My worth is I'm able to occupy my space, right?
Yes.
And then I'm able to take care of my own safety. And then finally, love, belonging, and so on. So these premises of positive worth for people, self-responsibility, growing, progressing, educating, learning, these are what this hierarchy business is really all about.
And what's interesting, too, is a lot of this is innate. Like, people don't necessarily realize they're going through it. But you do. You can identify with all the steps, whether you're there or not.
Whether you're there or not, you know. If I'm cold and wet and uncomfortable, I'm not worried about, am I going to write my next blog post? I'm worried about getting dry, getting comfortable, getting safe, right?
Right.
So our companies have similar needs.
That's true.
Our companies have similar needs. And if you can't get the product out, you know, you're not going to worry about, do I make the next ad deadline?
And you can't get the product out unless you have electricity.
Exactly.
And yes, the basic needs.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So now let's look at how PMPA, the Precision Machine Products Association, can help companies to go through this hierarchy of needs and see if there's some relevance to that for our listeners, okay?
Terrific.
So let's talk about the very basic needs in Maslow's hierarchy is physiological. What does PMPA have to offer that meet that physiological, that really requirement to just exist?
Well, at the very base, it's got to be knowledge, because you can't do anything without knowledge. So we have our website with our knowledge centers. There's statistical and financial reports. Your blog is definitely filled with knowledge. We have our, there's the material and equipment exchange. We've got that on our website. That people need things, they want things. That's a great place. What am I forgetting?
We give a lot of assistance to people in careers and benchmarking. I mean, so that feedback, am I charging too much? Are my costs in line? Those kind of things. How do I compare to the rest of the industry? That's a basic function of, if you're out of line, you won't be in existence very long.
Right. I was going to say that's essential right there.
Right.
Without those, you collapse.
Exactly. So the second level in Maslow's hierarchy is called safety. And so physiological, that's pretty fundamental. Safety is, reducing risk. Let's call safety reducing risk for our companies.
Okay.
So what are the different ways that member companies reduce their risk through their utilization of PMPA and our resources?
Oh, well, what leaps to mind are the listservs right away, the safety and awareness updates, the environmental updates, the regulatory updates. I mean, the stuff that was coming through the listservs from you, from our resources on COVID. And the PPP, and people were getting it from us first. And we even had a couple members say, you know what, I just stopped looking at the news and waited for your update because I know I'd get it first. I get it right. It would apply to me.
It was direct from the source in Washington.
Right.
Or from, our legal team to make sure that what we gave was solid. Solid advice. That's right.
And we give our companies a voice too in DC. So the lobbying and that leads directly to the safety.
Right. That's how PPP loans. I mean, we literally provided that insight about protecting the economies of our performers prior to the PPP loans being a thing. And then following up to make sure that they were forgiven. I mean, that's right. We were helping to change the environment, to make the environment safer for our shops and our shops' performers.
Okay, so what about love and belonging?
Well, our members really do like to network. They like to meet with who they are. We recognize participation. We recognize contributions. We have a lot of members that take leadership roles. Between the board and officer and local district and chapter positions to help share, share knowledge, share resources. You talked about listservs. Listservs probably fit in every single category because, that's just really, it's like our nervous system. But we have communities on the listserv. We have a quality listserv and we've got one shop that if there's something on the quality listserv, this shop's going to weigh in and say, you guys are boring, and we thank him for his love because we know he's paying attention and we know by that recognition that he's seeing the value that's being presented. So there's just a lot of ways for us to be in community, to share what we know, but to actually support each other and support North American manufacturing.
Well, I think that really showed up, especially in this past year and a half our chapters couldn't meet in person, but they met online, and we're starting to meet in person again, we realized just how much we needed each other. I mean, our slogan, Better Together, was never more prominent than in this last year and a half. And so our events are starting back up and you're seeing people excited that they get to see their old friends again and they get to meet new people. It's really fun
right.
Feeling that energy.
Right. And the trust. I mean, that's mm-hmm. trust. It's different. I know it's hard to explain.
It's hard to explain.
But we know what everybody else does. We know their equipment. We know their dad and the people that taught them. So there really is a sense more than just I know them, But there's a familiarity and an honest honest love.
Well, I actually got an email yesterday. I didn't even get a chance to tell you, from a member who I was telling him about our new knowledge centers that are going to come out on the website, and we're going to have quite the extensive library for precision machining by the time we're done. And he said, please let me know when that is up. You guys always seem to know exactly what we need. And I thought, oh, I mean, it gave me goosebumps. It's like, thank you. Thank you. You know, that's what we try to do. We try to fill in those holes, to give you what you need so that you can just run your business.
Well, whoever sent that email to Carly, thank you for helping us calibrate our content. So the next level is esteem. And esteem is a little different than love and belonging. So why don't you take a stab at what are the ways the PMPA helps our members meet this new level, this new category of esteem?
Well, I do think of esteem as definitely a growth step. It's one thing to belong, to be on a committee, to go to an event, to read the listservs. It's another thing to actually participate and build your knowledge and build your self-esteem. And I think as the more people participate, and we've heard this over and over again from members too, it's like, oh, you got to get involved, because the more you give, you get even more back. And that's where I'm seeing it. So there's our online communities, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Again, our events. We're with all of our events, whether it's a chapter, a technical, or a tech talk, the region ones, or any of our national meetings. And then we have committees that are, it's not necessarily topic. It's not that it's quality committee. It's next gen. So it's a group of people by age who are going to be the next generation of leaders.
You know, that's really important, that it is a process of, okay, I can participate, but then the next step is I can contribute. And I build that feeling of self-respect, self-esteem in that. And like the next gen is helping people, younger people integrate into the broader community. We have the women of PMPA. They have luncheons, they have get-togethers at meetings. PMPA has nominated several of our leaders for STEP awards, recognized national level recognition for contributions of women in manufacturing. So, we do quite a bit to help people have the opportunity to not just lurk, but to contribute and understand their role, their position in thought leadership and sharing in what they know in manufacturing.
And that not only builds up the companies, it builds up the whole industry.
Well, it really does. I like to think of PMPA participation, whether it's on a committee, as an officer, or whatever. I talk to people about it as being a leadership lab.
Oh,
it's
like
a
that.
Lab. It's a lab where you can come and do.
Forever and, the academic,
right,
Miles.
but it's not like I'm learning to be a boss at work. It's I'm learning to be part of a thoughtful community at PMPA. And by the way, my ability to communicate with these guys is going to help me back on the shop floor as well.
Exactly.
Leadership lab.
Leadership lab. I like that. Okay, we're at the top of the pyramid.
We're at the top of the pyramid. And remember, we asked if we thought that people wanted to be to have personal growth and be personally responsible. And Maslow calls that self-actualization. And you know, Carly, and the listeners know, I have a phrase. I call it highest and best use.
I knew that was going to come out.
Knew,
I knew it.
You knew it was going
to
come out.
I was trying not to say it, actually.
Well, you did. You did well. You saved it. I got it for the last. So, highest and best use is really, you know, it gets to another Maslow concept called peak experience, which we'll talk about after this. So talk about highest and best use, self-actualization through PMPA.
Well, we have our new mastery program where I think people are really going to broaden what they know about the industry, and I think that will not only help with the esteem, but the
self-actualization.
He'll say it for me. And then we've got the listservs. Definitely, I mean, the listservs really do play throughout everything. Problem solving. I mean, really, that's at the heart of self-actualization when you can realize, I'm having this thought. I can problem solve something. This is an answer, and this can help my company. This can help my business. This can help my process. This could help a fellow member.
Continuous improvement is it's the definition of self-actualization.
There
right?
we go.
I'm getting better. I'm helping the people with me, around me, get better. We're better. We're not going to make this mistake again.
And I'm sure you're going to want to say something about the government affairs and PAC. And
well, again, we're actually modifying the environment, not just reacting to the stimuli, right? It's not B.F. Skinner psychology here. It's we're trying to make a difference. We're running out ahead of it. We're talking with people in committees. You know, it's a very long game in Washington, D.C., and we've been playing both sides of the aisle for many, many years. So self-actualization means that personal responsibility, taking control to make things better and get us all to our highest and best use. And in doing that, our families are thriving. Mm-hmm. Our children are growing, getting educated, able to move to their highest and best use. Our friends and neighbors are benefiting from our products and the opportunities for careers in our shops.
Quality of life is improved.
Quality of life. Hierarchy of PMPA benefits. I think we gave you some. So there's only one lesson from Maslow. Well, there's two. So tell me if you agree with this, listeners. And Carly, you do too. So Maslow also had an idea called peak and plateau experiences. And beyond the routine needs of fulfilling our little hierarchy here, Maslow envisioned moments of extraordinary experience, which he called peak experiences, profound moments of love, understanding, happiness. You know, when you feel more than just alive, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
Maybe you call it a state of flow. I know I get in a state of flow, right?
Well, in the zone.
In the zone, right?
In the zone.
So
mm-hmm.
That's another thing. And it's actually, it transcends this hierarchy of benefits. But I think the argument that I would make, and I think that Maslow would make, is you don't get to that until you've done all these others.
Oh, I agree. There's no way you could be on the safety level and be in that zone.
In that peak zone.
You have to have everything in place.
No. So the final object lesson from Abraham Maslow is he was out jogging and he suffered a massive heart attack and died. So go to work. Don't exercise.
That's your takeaway?
Well, I mean, we'll see what Joe's editing skills can do for that.
Don't listen to him, listener.
Don't listen to that.
Not to that part.
And that wraps up today's podcast on the hierarchy of PMPA benefits. And a thank you to Abraham Maslow for giving us a structure to understand our lives and our lives in community. Thank you for joining us. For additional information, please visit pmpa.org, where you can also search for articles, webinars, podcasts, and other resources. We'll actually have a copy of this hierarchy of PMPA benefits in our show notes, and you'll find that on our website as well.
That's right. And you don't want to forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast because you don't want to miss one.
If you aren't already taking advantage of PMPA membership, be sure to check out our website, pmpa.org, to see all we have to offer. And why is a PMPA membership important, Carly?
Because we are better together.
Don't forget to join us next Monday on Speaking of Precision, Monday with Miles.